This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Lynn, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. Today on this Monday the 28th, I'm joined in the studio by
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
As usual, we've got four stories lined up for you today. But if you've been reading our social media updates, we have a topic we want to discuss. And today is all about being thankful. Gratitude is our topic of discussion. Did you know that gratitude can improve team dynamics and business outcomes? Our questions for you today are, in what ways have you seen gratitude expressed in the workplace, and how will you help create a habit of gratitude? We'll be talking about those. We'll then move on to something on the opposite side of the spectrum. You should dump your loser friends if you want to succeed. This is all thanks to Gary Vee, is it?
Yes, it is.
He has a way of not mincing his words and being very direct, that gentleman. Mm-hmm. Story number three, about your digital identity and how it has three layers. And of those three layers, you're only capable of protecting one. This is some scary stuff, but probably stuff you're aware of. Just thought we'd highlight a little bit. Then we'll be wrapping up with, on a related note to all of that, WhatsApp, Instagram and Messenger are possibly merging into one giant messaging behemoth. Right, Frida, kick us off with this story.
I'm just looking
story.
At the response so far, right? We've got likes, and then no one's got any comment because, right. Are we just an ungrateful bunch?
Ungrateful bunch, yeah.
Okay, so this is an article from Inc., right? How to foster a more resilient team by forming habits around gratitude. Interesting article, how she went on and talked about how personal resilience is a superpower. She actually saw this speaker, happiness and positive psychologist, Sean Achor, and he said that there is a relationship between emotional intelligence, work, and happiness, and how this all actually helps build team resiliency. And this was an article. This was a real case scenario here where, and this is Orlando Health in Florida. And Achor and his team consulted management to test positive psychology exercises during staff meetings. So over the course of 2 years, leaders began each meeting with exercise where everyone present would take a moment and express gratitude for those around them, right? Mm. So its effect on team building was immediately evident in shifting attitudes and improved teamwork, but the profound impact of boosting team positivity through gratitude was not fully realized until one of the most tragic events. And this was where 400 medical professionals at the center were responsible for treating the victims of the Pulse nightclub massacre on June 12, 2016.
Right.
So, and the shooting, the Pulse event, of course, was one of the deadliest mass shooting in American history. In the aftermath of that event, Achor learned that their collective work on building positivity through gratitude dramatically improved the team's social cohesiveness and collaboration with patient care during the crisis, and the increased resiliency of the group contributed to an even stronger organization in the months and years following the shooting. So, I know, so it takes sometimes a crisis to realize how powerful, if you've been doing this for a while, right? And it all came down to this: by acknowledging hardships and successes and expressing gratitude for what's learned during stressful or everyday situations, the overall resiliency of the team increased, improving the outcomes of patients, team members, and even the business of the hospital. And I'll go on how to practice. Just thinking, like, even with the station, we've gone through some trying times recently. And, you know, just a team, our team getting together, the enterprise team getting together. I think we've always had that very good working relationship. Mm. Yeah. We've always got each other's back and all that. I think that helped us as well. Anyway, how to practice gratitude at work, it says, is more than just saying thank you. It's acknowledging someone else's contributions, efforts, and vulnerability. It's the intention. Recognition of their humanity, but be vocal. Recognize someone's vulnerability during difficult discussions. I know it takes a lot of guts to have this conversation, and I appreciate your willingness to share. I appreciate you speaking on behalf of the team, right? So it says that, you know, a lot of people say, today I'm thankful for that exercise seems unnatural or forced. So you say, play the rose and thorn game. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So ask your team to individually, we'll do that later, we have a 1 p.m. meeting. Ask your team to individually share their own low points and challenges within their role in the last week. I think so, in the work context, so that's the thorn. And immediately follow it with how someone else in the team helped them navigate or solve the challenge. And that's the rose. So it doesn't have to be grandiose. Even the smallest act, like sharing a pen in a pinch. lending me that stapler. Mm. You know, they're kind and yield a cumulative impact over time. Begin team meetings by asking everyone to take a moment and share what's good at work, whether it's the people, the place, or the perks, and perhaps quite simply and obviously say thank you and mean it. It doesn't have to be an extravagant act. Again, you can casually weave it into conversations, thank your team members individually for their contributions, and let them know specifically how their time and efforts make a difference to the organization. I just want to say that I look forward to Monday because, you know, I've been missing you all the whole weekend.
Oh, that's nice, Frida.
And I thought it was because you wanted to be in a little video with me.
Okay. Especially that.
And I noticed that you uploaded a little thing to. If you're not following Frida on Instagram, you should, because she's got a behind the scene thing where I'm kind of jiggling around waiting for the video to shoot.
She did a BTS of me too.
I saw that. Yeah, she's sneaky like that, isn't she? Every photo that she puts up, you know, is perfect and it's framed well and everything. Anybody else that's in it. But no, we are thankful and grateful for that. But you're right. Really, really simple things, I think. And somebody has reminded me lately that it is the small things that once added up mean something big. You know, so these big sweeping gestures.
The emotional bank.
Yeah, exactly. The big sweeping gestures might work as a one-off, but as things kind of build up on top of, like Tetris, you know, you build it up and then it becomes something that is memorable and people remember these little things, right?
So here's what this sounds like to me. I understand there are many things to be grateful for at the workplace. I think a couple of years ago, you did a gratitude challenge, right? Mm. And I noticed so many things about the workplace that you were grateful for. Mm. And I can think of, I don't know, 100 things that I'm grateful for working at BFM. Mm. But here's the thing. How do I express that? And I understand, you know, just bringing it up during meetings. If you make it an active, like something that you do at every meeting, you kick off the meeting that way, fine. Then it's something practical. But otherwise, how do you... I mean, like, I say thank you every time you print out my stories for me, Rich, you know, every other morning. Yeah. Mm. But, you know, is it impactful or is it just something?
It means something, over time, of course, yeah. Mm. And we've had this debate, you remember not so long ago about when somebody says thank you and you say you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know, and we, some of us were like,
right. No worries.
And people were saying, I might feel a bit uncomfortable with that. But no, I think all of these little things. Yeah, it means something when somebody says thank you. You know, it does. And even though it's almost you do it by rote, you do it by... It does, you know, so that's what I'm saying, you know. Don't forget about these little things.
Yes, the pleases and thank yous.
Yeah, it means a lot, right?
Do it now.
Right. Folks, let us know what you think. What are you grateful for? You know, how are you seeing gratitude used in your workplace? And, you know, how can you help encourage it and create a habit of gratitude in the place that you work? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. I'm going to take a short break with some music coming up from Gary Clark Jr. And when we come back, we're going to give you some advice on how to dump your loser friends if you want to succeed. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.